Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference. Increase business flexibility with improved workload automation from the Tivoli Workload Scheduler. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and include a question and answer session. Today's teleconference is being recorded. In this teleconference, you'll find out how Tivoli Workload Automation can help you support hybrid environments and make the right moves on your way to the cloud. At this time, I'd like to hand over to our speaker, Flora Tormento, Tivoli Workload Automation Product Manager, IBM Software Group.
Okay, thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. Today, I'd like to describe to you a short overview of the latest version 8.6 of Tivoli Workload Automation, which was GA'd on July this year, July 2011. But actually, I would like to position the version 8.6 into the context of the evolutionary teams which have changed the product in the last years and which are transforming the product from being a job scheduler, as it was in the beginning, to be a true workload automation tool that encompasses new elements in the automation, such as, for example, business priorities of workloads, resource optimization, and so on and so forth, up to the notion of workload automation in the cloud, where the automation is performed over resources coming from the cloud in an infrastructure as a service model, or the workload automation itself is provided as a service into a service catalog. So let me do a step back and let me introduce the challenges, the pressures which are exercised on the batch and therefore on the workload automation tools. I'm on chart number 2. Here the picture represents the workload spectrum, which spans from batch that is made by tasks that do not need the human intervention, up to real-time, which is made by interactive application. First of all, I want to outline that today the scope of workload automation tools in general and the scope of Tivoli workload automation in particular is not limited to the batch portion of the workload spectrum, but it includes also some near real-time applications, applications which need a response within minutes or hours. And this is because today, Tivoli workload automation is able to react to events and human actions. Let me go to the challenges exercise on the batch today. They are described on these boxes that you see here. So orange box, batch applications are getting hybrid. Today, mainframe distributed application as well as other types of middlewares and new applications are getting increasingly linked in the delivery of business services. And therefore, workload automation tools are required to manage those hybrid applications in a platform and application agnostic way through a consistent set of workload automation functions. The green box, the bad jobs today are running in micro windows, micro batch windows, 24/7 hours in a day. And this is due to the fact that today the online applications are getting longer, and this is due to the increasing demand for longer opening times of traditional offices. And so the batch windows consequently is shrinking, and this means that workload automation tool must help batch jobs to be subject to more stringent deadlines. Workload automation tools must be able to guarantee that batch jobs finish within certain deadlines so that the opening windows of the offices can start. Yellow box. Today, the organization don't want to over-provision their IT infrastructure in order to satisfy any demand of workloads. they want to optimize resources, they want to virtualize resources, and this is another challenge for workload automation tools. And finally, in the blue box, today, batch is under modernization projects. Our customers are modernizing their batch, and also our customers are moving batch into the cloud, and this is a very modern challenge for workload automation tools. Moving to the next chart, chart number 3, here is how Tivoli Workload Automation reacts to those challenges. You see the new tasks in the additional boxes in the bottom arrow. So, for example, reaction to a hybrid batch application is what we call end-to-end solution. Reaction to the shrinking of the batch window is a feature to guarantee that a batch job ends up within a certain deadline. And also a reaction to the need of resource virtualization is the ability to decouple the workloads from the IT underlying infrastructure through dynamic scheduling. And finally, we will see how the workload automation is entering the cloud discussion and how it's bringing relief to batch modernization projects. So I will go into more details for each of these boxes, for each of these teams, and then I will try to describe how the latest version, the 8.6, improves each of these items, each of these major teams. Let's move to the next chart, number 4. This is the end-to-end discussion. So when we talk about end-to-end, we want to mean the Tivoli workload automation capability to manage end-to-end workloads, so mainframe, distributed, any kind of workloads, under a functionally consistent point of management and control. This is the notion of end-to-end workload automation. Tivoli workload automation allows to create end-to-end solutions for any customer need and organizational structure. So it's not needed for the customer to change business decision or change the organization's structure or create new skill to deploy Tivoli workload automation, but vice versa. We provide with the product any end-to-end solution to tailor any business decision, any customer need or organizational structure. And this is made possible from an architectural point of view, a flexible combination of different components. So you can combine the Tivoli workload automation portfolio component in a such a way to have mainframe-centric end-to-end configuration, to have distributed-centric end-to-end configuration, or peer-to-peer end-to-end configuration. Of course, the end-to-end is ideal in consolidation scenario because it allows to remove multiple scheduling tools and therefore multiple skill set and consolidate to a single product. So you can transform from an environment in which you have multiple skill set, multiple teams managing their own scheduling tools, their own workloads, into a picture where all these workloads, all these scheduling tools are all consolidated into a single product. And this, of course, improves the efficiency and reduces the administrative costs. 8.6 version introduced many new features, and so there are many new benefits to this end-to-end configuration. It introduced the so-called cross-dependency feature, the multi-engine views, and also the new distributed-centric end-to-end solution. And it announces the Z-centric solution with dynamic domain management, with dynamic notion of with the notion of dynamic scheduling. Let's see more details about this on the next chart. So here I'm talking about the cross-dependency and multi-engine views feature. they announce a configuration where the customer has separate schedulers managing mainframe and distributed. Although we provide end-to-end configuration to manage Ethereum Genius platform from a single point of control, we still have customers using separate schedulers to manage mainframe and distributed. And this is mainly due to business reasons. For example, customers who have historically separated teams or have different schedulers for different business applications or different line of business. So we have announced this peer-to-peer multiple engine configuration with two important features, the cross dependency and the multi-engine views. Cross dependencies, it allows to link, to synchronize activities belonging to different engines. And this allows a customer to better scale. Consider that the engines must not necessarily be one mainframe and one distributed. They can also be both mainframe or both distributed. So this enhances scalability and provides higher flexibility in building the automation around organizational and business needs. Together with the cross dependency feature, we have added the capability from the web console to have multi-engine view, so you can monitor in one single view jobs belonging to different engines. And so you can easily have, for example, at a glance view of all ended in error jobs, even if they belong to separate engines. And this, again, helps the organization to link multiple engines that have some synchronization activities among them. And on chart number 6, I want to give you some more details on distributed-centric configuration and G-centric and dynamic G-centric. So AVEX6 provides this new distributed-centric configuration, end-to-end configuration, for customers who have the majority of workloads running on distributed machines and some workloads running on mainframe. So they want to manage mainframe workload, reusing their skill, reusing their procedures that are in place for managing distributed workloads through TWS distributed component. Configuration is very easy. We have introduced a new ZOS agent, which is directly connected to the TWS distributed engine, and allows to easily extend the automation of TWS distributed to mainframe workloads. The other new feature introduced with AVEX6 is the dynamic G-centric. G-centric, you know, is a new kind of end-to-end configuration, relatively new. It was implemented in 2009, and it is addressed to mainframe customers who want to expand the automation of TWS ZOS distributed workload with a solution which is fully centralized on a mainframe. With AVEX6, this solution gets dynamic, and in particular, we have introduced a new component which is called Dynamic Domain Manager, and it can take two personalities, and so it allows to implement two kinds of scenario. It can be a pool or a dynamic pool. You can configure a Dynamic Domain Manager as a pool when you don't have workload requirements. So you have to define the servers belonging to the pool, and the jobs are automatically executed on machines in the pool. And this is a basic notion of a broker which implements the high availability, because when a server is down, the job addressed to that server is automatically routed to an available server in the pool. You configure the Dynamic Domain Manager as a dynamic pool when you have the workload requirements. So in that case, you specify your workload requirements in terms of operating systems, in terms of logical resources, and other kind of stuff. And then the product automatically finds the server which can accomplish the workload demand. You also specify user policy in terms, again, of maximization of resource usage and other kind of policy, so that in the end of the day, the workload is executed according to best available resources to satisfy job requirements and user policy. Let's move to next chart. This is chart number 7. And here I've collected some screenshots from the web console. What I want to outline here is that any end-to-end configuration can be managed from our web console user interface. What you see here are some screenshots, for example, dashboard to provide at a glance view of your plans. You have a plan view which provide you the capability to transition from an overall perspective where you see all your plan or portion of your plan to a detailed perspective which is needed in case you need to fix some errors. You have impact views that allows you to move across the plan into predecessor and successor for a sort of impact analysis. So what will happen if your job fails, or which was the root cause of your delays, of your job delays, and so on and so forth. I've added also some screenshots on reports because, you know, with the web console, you can produce historical reports. And what version 8.6 adds here is the capability to produce reports in a batch way. So you don't need to wait on your terminal for the report to be generated. You can launch batch reports and also send them via emails. You also see here a smart device because we have also the capability to put some of the web console views into a smart device. So you can access your workload, Ghibli workload automation plans from anywhere. Next chart, this is the workload service assurance team. This is the product capability that enables to automatically prioritize business critical workloads. This is very useful for guaranteeing workload service level agreement, especially in terms of deadline, reducing the human intervention at a minimum level. And the feature is also simple to be used. You just need to flag your critical jobs, jobs that must match their deadlines, and the product automatically creates critical paths and also promotes delay jobs from critical paths which can affect the critical job deadline. In particular, on mainframe, the promotion algorithm is accomplished through an integration with Workload Manager. And with A.6, also on distributed environment, the promotion flag is passed to the dynamic scheduling. And so this opens new scenarios where late jobs on critical path are automatically promoted for execution on a new environment. Next chart, chart number 9, and this is a discussion around how Ghibli workload automation allows to perform dynamic scheduling through broker technology, which is all around the capability to dispatch workloads to best available resources according to job requirements and user policies. And so the brokers represent an abstraction layer that decouples the workloads from the underlying IT infrastructure. As I said before, with the 8.6 version, this broker capability is also extended to the decentric configuration through the dynamic domain manager component. You may already know that IBM has been the first one to enter the virtualization discussion with the broker technology, and now the broker technology is available in all the end-to-end configuration. The broker component is no longer available as a separate component, but it is included into TWS distributed product. And the broker technology is also included in the decentralized configuration through the dynamic domain manager. Let's move ahead to the batch modernization discussion. Let me do a short introduction of what batch modernization means. Today, customers are modernizing their batch to make it more flexible, more easy to be integrated with other applications, more responsive to functional and business requirements. What customers are basically done today in order to modernize their batch is transforming their application using modern languages, such as, for example, Java, which is, portable, flexible, and able to respond to new functional requirements. Customers are also reusing existing assets through modern interface, through web-based interface. And they are integrating, of course, legacy applications with all the new types of applications which are entering the business today. Consequently, Tivoli workload automation has evolved to bring relief into modernization projects. And let's see how in chart number 11. First of all, we have been talking about Java. Tivoli workload automation provides workload automation services as a Java API. So a programmer who has Java skill can write code and invoke workload automation services. And vice versa, Tivoli workload automation is able to schedule Java, so in a closed loop. Also, Tivoli workload automation exposes the scheduling services as web services. And a very interesting feature is that it allows the integration between traditional applications and new applications through a new extendable framework application plugins. This is better described in the next chart, chart number 12. The picture here represents the types of workload that we have been able to encompass along the years. So we started with, mainframe batch, moved to applications like PeopleSoft, Oracle. We are able today to manage file transfer, SQL queries, web services, Java application. And with the new extensible framework, we are potentially able to manage any kind of application, providing API to launch job and retrieve the result. In fact, what we provide is actually a workbench that allows the user not only to deploy the execution method, but also to implement user interface panels to provide the parameters which are typical for a certain type of application. So this framework is at the basis of an ecosystem where business partners, customer, and IBM itself can leverage the framework to build application plugins and encompass the management of new applications. For example, we are going to leverage this framework to provide out-of-the-box application plugin for Cognos on DataStage. And we are gradually going to encompass many types of new applications so that those new applications, in the end of the day, will be provided as native TWS new job types. And let's move to the cloud discussion. This is on chart number 13. Tivoli workload automation moves a step into the cloud through the integration with the TSAM product, Tivoli Service Automation Manager product. This is the product that enables users to request, deploy, monitor, and manage cloud computing services. With this integration, we are able to accomplish basically two kinds of scenarios that I want to describe more in detail. Let's consider the payroll application. The payroll application has to run in the end of each month. So it's not worth for the organization to dedicate resources to the payroll application all over the year. The organization wants to allocate resources only at the end of each month. And TWS TSAM integration allows to do that because TSAM is able to provision virtual machine and configure a TWS-ready environment at the requested date and time. So in the end of each month, TSAM provides the workload execution-ready environment. Payroll application is run over there, and then the resources are deprovisioned at the end. This is one kind of scenario. Another scenario is what we call the elastic scaling. Suppose that the payroll application has to finish within 8 a.m. And suppose that there is some delay which prevents the application to close by the target time. Customer would like the workload automation environment to be automatically boosted with more resources to recover from the error or to recover from the delay. And TWS TSM integration is able to do that because a delay or an error in TWS is able to produce an action in TSM so that TSM provides additional resources to recover the error or the delay, and then the resources are deprovisioned and made free for use for other applications. So these are basically the two cloud scenarios in which workload automation uses cloud resources in an infrastructure as a service paradigm. In the next chart, we have the software as a service paradigm in that TWS is provided as a service in a self-service catalog. This is a web console addressed to business users, non-TWS users, who can launch business services and just check the progressing of these business services. So the benefit of this new kind of interface is that it is provided to a new kind of user, to a business user who don't have knowledge of TWS and can anyway launch a business service and monitor how the business service progresses to the end. If any error, an automatic email can be sent to the TWS staff. And finally, I want to mention the integration between Tivoli Workload Automation and Zee Enterprise. You know, Zee Enterprise is ideal in a batch modernization discussion because it allows to place workloads where they best fit. So typically, you may want to leave COBOL application on System Z, and you want to offload to distributed systems application which are best served or more economically served by distributed machine. And on the enterprise, you can do that while keeping a cohesive and therefore predictable environment. But purely workload automation adds more value to the enterprise because while the enterprise allows you to place workloads where they best fit, purely workload automation allows to manage them from a single point of control. The best end-to-end configuration for the enterprise is the Z-centric, and here I'm on chart number 16. Since the enterprise is a dedicated network, there is no need to have an end-to-end configuration where the distributed portion is independent some way from the mainframe portion. So the ideal configuration here is the Z-centric, and the dynamic capability of Z-centric perfectly fit within the dynamic capability of the enterprise blades. With 8.6, the Z-centric solution has been certified to run upon the enterprise system. With that, the presentation is ended. I'm turning the call over to the operator for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you, Flora. Now we'd like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a Q&A session with the presenters. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, please press the star key followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all the options before making your selection. Please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's conference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, star 2. If it was low, star 3. Once again, please evaluate your level of satisfaction for today's teleconference. High, star 1, medium, star 2, low, star 3. and was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, star 2. If it was more technical than I needed to hear, please press star 3. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? At the right level, star 1, not technical enough, star 2, or more technical than I needed to hear, star 3, and we'll pause again for just a moment. And we'll continue on. Are you currently using a workload automation solution? Star 1 for yes, star 2 for no. Again, if you're currently using a workload automation solution, star 1 for yes and star 2 for no. And for our last question, we hope you've enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you're interested in receiving the information on this solution. Star 1 for yes, star 2 for no. And again, if you're interested in receiving additional information on the solution, star 1 for yes, star 2 for no. And ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our survey. Thank you all for your participation. I'd like to turn it back over to our speaker for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you. I have no special additional remarks, but just an invitation. We are working. We have started working on the next delivery, which is a TWS for application, AZ6 plus Fixbox and PTS on top of TWS distributed in TOS 8.6. The collaboration zone is already open to customers and sales and anyone who wants to provide comments while the development team is working on the next delivery. This is very useful to us because this allows us to improve our features and to make them as much as possible matching customer requirements and needs. That's my only recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude today's teleconference. Thank you for your participation and have a good day.